With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. In the wake of the New Year's Day terrorist attack in his state, Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry is calling for all Americans to pray for our nation. Landry, who previously signed a law that the Ten Commandments be returned to the public school classrooms, has faced secular criticism over his public professions of faith. But on the Salem Media Group news program this week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, Landry says it is the right thing to do.
Here's what I would tell you is that when this country actually recognized Christian principles, when the Ten Commandments was on display in our schools, there were no acts of terror on American soil. Or if they were, they were extremely limited because citizenship meant that we all rallied around the same flag.
Governor Landry's full This Week on the Hill broadcast will air on radio stations nationwide this weekend, as well as being broadcast at 10 a.m. Eastern Time later today on the Salem News Channel. Also at srnnews.com.
The Honorable Mike Johnson of the state of Louisiana, having received a majority of the votes cast, is duly elected Speaker of the House of Representatives for the 119th Congress.
Mike Johnson was elected by a narrow margin of 218 votes to 215 for Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries, Texas Representative Keith Self, Kentucky Representative Thomas Massey, and South Carolina Representative Ralph Norman all voted against Johnson during the initial vote. Self and Norman switched their vote to Johnson after speaking with him privately. Upon taking the gavel, Johnson vowed to slash the size and scope of the federal government. Hospital and emergency response workers say Israeli airstrikes have killed at least 42 people in Gaza. Children were among the dead, as well as a journalist. Health workers and Israel's military have traded claims over reported evacuation orders for two hospitals in the territory. This is SRN News. Sometimes it's the government, and sometimes it's the neighbors.
Most measures of persecution focus on how governments restrict the religious freedom of individuals. But the Pew Research Center has produced a more nuanced study that separates out countries where Christians are likely to be persecuted not by officials, but by their neighbors who follow other faiths. The problem of what Pew calls social hostility is particularly bad in the Middle East, where most nations are predominantly Muslim and Christians are an embattled minority. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Two Vietnamese pastors have been shot by unidentified assailants. International Christian Concern reports both men survived the attacks last month, but one of them has been left unable to walk. The two clergymen led house churches that operate without a government permit. The ICC report says leaders and members of unregistered house groups are often harassed and oppressed because they're not part of the government-sanctioned Church of Vietnam. This is SRN News. Computer and iPhone colossus Apple will pay millions over eavesdropping accusations in an unprecedented case. We hear more from correspondent Lisa Dwyer reporting.
Apple has agreed to pay $95 million to settle a lawsuit accusing the company of using its virtual assistant, Siri, to eavesdrop on people using its iPhone and other devices that was then shared with advertisers, consumers who owned iPhones and other Apple devices from September 17, 2014 through the end of last year, could file claims for roughly $20 and only up to five devices. It's a fraction of the roughly $1.5 billion that the lawyers representing consumers had estimated that Apple could be required to pay if the case had gone to trial. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More on these stories, headlines, and details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.